Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Can you believe it? Henry Cejudo just knocked out TJ Dillashaw in the matter of seconds. Blow my mind. Blows my entire fucking mind that he was able to do that. TJ Dillashaw, yeah, he went down 10 pounds. But wow, Henry Cejudo might have just saved the entire flyweight division. Guys, thanks for tuning in. I'm Evil Eddie from Pure Evil MMA. And I am going to be doing this recap for just a minute here. We're going to be discussing some of the highlights, some of the ups and downs of UFC Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. And I really wish that I went there. It's only a train ride away. Henry Cejudo, man, they got rid of the division after pretty much he beat Demetrius Johnson. I actually had Shorty Torres. I had Jared Brooks on my show here on Pure Evil MMA to discuss them getting released. You had people like Joseph Benavidez that were left behind. Dustin Ortiz, who fought tonight. Joe Beagle is in there, gets the finish. Cejudo knocks out, in case you didn't see, knocks him out in the matter of seconds. TJ Dillashaw, kind of surprising. They did a post-fight interview with TJ Dillashaw. The first time they've ever done an interview with somebody who lost via TKO or KO since Alistair Overeem in the fight with Stipe Miocic. I am at a loss for words right now. Brilliant performance. Cejudo saying that he wants a rematch. He'll take a rematch with TJ Dillashaw, but this time at 135. Now, it makes you wonder, what if TJ fought Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson? Makes you think for a second. What will happen at 135 pounds? How did TJ really look at 125 pounds? We didn't really get to see, but he was depleted, clearly. Looks a lot better at 135 pounds. We didn't get to see much, but to get taken out that quick, and of all people that got things right, Stephen A. Smith predicted what was about to go down. It's like, well, you know, I'm new to the sport, but, you know, DC, I'm going off of what you said. And, you know, in my opinion, a guy who goes down 10 pounds, you got to wonder how hard his chin is. Smith is actually 6'2"? He's actually a pretty tall guy. Then we had Greg Hardy in the co-main event. I'm going to fly through this because that's what it's all about. Getting things right to the point. Greg Hardy going in there. So much on the line. I don't think that he deserved a spot to go main event. How do you have Cowboy Cerrone? How do you have Cowboy Cerrone on the prelims? And Greg Hardy on the co-main event. How bullshit is that? What does that show you about the UFC? How are we supposed to sit back and praise a guy in our sport, which a lot of people think are violent? How are we supposed to praise him for violence? And then he goes in there. Here's the thing where this is why I think it was intentional. First off, you fucking know better. The guy has both knees down. He's clearly a down fighter. We saw the opponent, Allen, right? Allen taunting him. Here, let's go. Let me bring you guys through this card really quick. Let's jump on to, let's go to Tapology. Then we'll hop over to Instagram. Let's see if we can get some clips up there. Greg Hardy versus Allen Crowder. 9-3 Crowder. Hardy 3-0. How was Joseph Benavidez not the co-main event? How was Paige VanZant not the co-main event after 5 years? Whoever just share Donald Cowboy Cerrone. Even JoJo Calderwood deserves a spot co-main event more than Greg Hardy. I can't sit back and praise somebody for their violence in our sport. It sets our sport back. And you guys saw Alan Crowder go in there. And in the second round, taunt Greg Hardy. Put his hands down. I don't know exactly what he was saying, but he was taunting Greg Hardy. You know damn well. You know damn well. That pissed Hardy off a lot. That got under his skin. You might not have seen it on the outside, but inside, he was going nuts. Anyone would. I would. If somebody was taunting me like that, and I'm in the Coleman event, there's a lot of pressure. People could say it's the Octagon jitters. Call it whatever you want. You don't do that as a professional. As a man, you don't hit women. For them to even have, it's so controversial. Greg Hardy on the same card as Rachel Ostrich. Does nobody feel the same anger as I do? Does no one out there have a fucking soul? Does no journalist out there actually want to speak up? I tweeted a bunch of journalists tonight. No one said a damn thing. No one liked anything. I even you know what I tweeted out? Let's go to my Twitter page. Here's what I tweeted out. I'm absolutely disgusted at a lot of people out there. I did a poll earlier tonight. 31 minutes ago, I said that was clearly intentional. Fuck Hardy. Who stands with me here? 67% said me. 33% said not me. How sick are you in your head to click not me? I'm not surprised by the Twitter community. There's a lot of fucking trolls out there that probably clicked thinking that they were funny. But if you're a journalist out there and you don't stand by me, even if you don't want to tweet it, you're too pussy to fucking tweet it. Listen, I went to broadcasting school. I've been doing broadcasting since I was 7 years old, interviewing top fucking celebrities. My first interview is Stone Cold Steve Austin. I've been doing this forever. I don't care what anyone has to say. I'm going to speak my mind because that's what we deserve in this sport. Somebody needs to speak their fucking mind. You don't need to be afraid of the higher-ups. I'll sit right here for a moment. I don't need to be credentialed. I'm credentialed by the UFC. I'm credentialed by Bellator. I'm credentialed by CES. I'm credentialed by Lion Fight. I'm credentialed by all these fucking promotions. I don't care. As long as I get to speak my mind and I have people that stand by me, that's all that matters. I'll sit home and I'll do this in the comfort of my studio. As long as we get the word out on how we really feel. There's so many journalists out there that won't speak up, that won't say something out of fear of, it might not look good. Dude, okay, but you're going to sit there and praise this guy? If Greg Hardy went in there tonight and got a knockout, you'd stand by him, wouldn't you? You'd stand by. What kind of a man would do that? On a card like this where you have Rachel Ostevich, and let me say this about Rachel Ostevich. I did not think it was a great idea for her to take this fight, but there was something inside of her, and I got to respect that. She said a higher power said that she needed to take this fight. I totally respect that. But now with the loss, let's kind of look at it from that vantage point where it's just like you have to feel. You're not human if you don't feel sad for Rachel Ostevich right now. And I feel like a lot of people in the MMA community will hide their feelings. And it's fucked up. It's so fucked up. Are there any journalists that will actually speak up on what's on their mind? You know how many people I asked on my podcast to talk about this and they wouldn't? Why? Why? Are you ashamed? You don't want to speak up for women? You don't want to speak up for men? There's men that get abused too. In a situation like this, if I was Greg Hardy, if you had a soul, you say, man, let me get on a different card. And I don't deserve a spot at the co-main event. Greg Hardy wanted the clout. I understand why they did it. I understand why they put him on the co-main event, the entertainment side of the sport right now in 2019 on ESPN. And I do have to say this as well, an amazing night. Despite Greg Hardy, it was an amazing night for ESPN. I had a lot to say about ESPN Plus. I love ESPN Plus. I'm a little worried about the casuals. The last couple of weeks when we found out that there was only going to be 4 fights on the ESPN program. However, we weren't aware, at least I wasn't aware, that they were going to have prelims for the UFC on the actual ESPN channel. I do like that. I think that does help our sport a lot. It was kind of surreal to see Dana White and Ariel Helwani. I mean, Ariel Helwani beat the UFC to ESPN. If you know Dana White, feel some type of way about that. But guys, let me know. Give me a thumbs up. Give me a heart right now if you are on my side. Show some respect. Are you human or are you a fucking pussy not to speak up? Because if you don't stand by me here saying that we should at least ban Greg Hardy, how did Greg Hardy not know better? You don't knee somebody in the head like that. Even in a street fight, you don't do that. You're in the UFC on the co-main event. This was not the time to pull something like that off. This was the first time we ever saw Greg Hardy in the second round, see him on his back. He was frustrated. Let's face it. Greg Hardy was frustrated, especially having his opponent stand there and challenge him the way that he was with his hands down. Who stands by me? Give me a thumbs up. Let me know that there's people out there that respect real journalism. And like my boy Rogue, smash mouth journalism. Sometimes it don't pay off. But the fans need somebody to speak up, and I'll be your voice of reason. Because I know that you guys feel the same way. It's not right. It's not. I'm an Italian man. I love my mother. I love my girlfriends. I mean, that's kind of fucked up, but it's true. I'm single. I love women. How could you get a woman? And how do you expect me to sit here and praise Greg Hardy in our sport? I'm glad that he got disqualified. I even tweeted out that Allen should have stayed down. Because you heard Dan Mergliata say, if he doesn't recover, Hardy's disqualified. I say, Allen, you stay down, bro. You stay down. You show this guy a lesson. Did Greg Hardy care? No. He was happy. He was happy that he did what he did. I'm disgusted with the UFC. I'm glad that we had a great night. There was a lot of amazing fights. Joe Calderwood going in there. We had a lot of veterans get a win, which on a night like tonight, we have new fans coming in on the ESPN, whether they watch football, basketball, if they're first time ever watching a UFC event, even if it's the first time since like 2006, 2007, to see the names like Glover Teixeira, to see the names like JoJo Calderwood, to see the names like Cowboy Cerrone get the W tonight, it's huge for our sport, for those fans to go back and look at Glover Teixeira's past fights, to look at Cowboy Cerrone's past fights, be like, wow, this sport's actually pretty cool. I like these guys. They got the win, now they're going to be rooting for them. What does it take to make new fans? It takes finishes like that, and I say this all the time. If your main event and co-main event, well, in this case, the co-main event didn't go as planned. But in this sport, you only remember the fight for the main card, at least, right? The top three fights. It was an amazing card. I got to rate this card, like we usually do here on Pure Evil MMA. If we have to rate this card out of 10, considering it was only an ESPN Plus card, the ESPN prelims are also up on cable. We didn't have to pay $70. This was a championship fight. We could have seen a champ tonight with TJ Dillashaw. We didn't have to pay $70. $4.99 for the month plus extra 7 days. It's your first month. I really like the ESPN Plus app. I'm looking forward to see what's next. Maybe I was wrong about how I felt earlier. We'll see what happens as we move on. We'll see the numbers. My boy Diz will be tweeting out the numbers most likely tomorrow or the next day, letting us know how many people tuned in. But let me know what you guys think about this. And real quick, just to rate it, I got to give tonight a 9 out of 10. What a way to start the year. We had 2 weeks without any UFC fights. We were all just dying to see any type of UFC action go down and to see finish after finish. See Joseph Benavidez, see Cowboy Cerrone, take out Alexander Hernandez. You know how many people I asked in the media world, professional media members, who their pick for the number one debut fighter of the year was, and it was Hernandez, and see what Cowboy was able to do. He's on a streak, and now he's calling out Conor McGregor. How did I forget before I end this stream? Conor McGregor even tweeted out tonight. He said, let's do it. Here's exactly what Conor McGregor said. Let me pull it up. Tweets, replies. And guys, make sure you follow me at evil_echo. That's EVIL_ECCO. And also on Instagram at pureevilmma_. Let me see. Because I tweeted it out and I also posted it on my Instagram. So Conor McGregor says, for a fight like that, Donald, I'll fight you. Congratulations. How about that? I think that's a great fight for Conor McGregor to come back to, because you got to remember, he's on a two-fight losing streak if you count in the Mayweather fight, which in everyone's mind, you're still thinking Conor McGregor's on a losing streak, because you know damn well people who don't even watch MMA watch that fight. Makes you wonder, though. You know damn well Conor's sitting there right now, calculating things that he can say to Donald Cowboys Tony. He's going to try to get in Cowboys' head. I predicted this the first time somebody brought it up, that this was a possible fight. I do think that they're going to book this fight. I could totally see Conor taking it. And this will be a really competitive fight. Let me know what you guys think about this. Do you guys want to see Cowboy Cerrone versus Conor McGregor? Do you think Greg Hardy should be banned? What do you think about Henry Cejudo? Should JoJo Calderwood get Jessica Evil Eye, even though she did not get the finish tonight? Let me know down below here, guys. I'm Evil Eddie for Pure Evil MMA. We're keeping this at 20 minutes because I know you guys got short attention spans. I do too. And I want to take out the rest of ESPN Plus. So make sure to subscribe on the podcast, on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, Player FM. We're also on YouTube, but we can't go live on YouTube for, I think, another week now because we got banned for playing a fucking rap song, of all things. All things. We got banned for playing a rap song. They came on after a commercial, and I couldn't prick. I'm so mad about it. So mad. But we're here live on Periscope. We got a lot of tuners here, a lot of listeners, supporters. So I appreciate that, guys. I'm Eve Letty from Pure Evil May. White knuckles till the end. Remember, without evil, you know damn well there's no purity. Behave yourselves. Thank you.